You kids leave them sheeps alone. Hey there, this is Peter Head from the Pitchfork Militia coming at you from upstate New York. You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show live on FlapDaddy.com and podcasting every Tuesday at Section86.com.
86 Productions.
No, we're not going to fucking play Freebird, you dickweed. Get with it, man, and if you ask for Hootie and the Blowfish, you're going to get my size 13 fucking sneaker up your ass.
Hell yeah.
This is your Red Hot Lava roving reporter, Bob Hurst here. The Bootleg Asylum Radio Show is on every Friday night from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at FlapDaddy.com. If you can't listen live, you can download his show at Section86.com every Tuesday. Howard plays the best in classic rock, metal, country, and blues. So check out the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show live every Friday or download the show every Tuesday at Section86.com.
Sweating, or something.
just don't work on you. I got my mojo working, but it just don't work on you. I'm gonna love you so much, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Going down to Louisiana, gonna get them mojo hands. I'm going down to Louisiana, gonna get them mojo hands. I'm gonna bring her back to Texas, honey, take it by the hand. 20, 30 women, honey, giving me advice. I got that 20, 30 women, honey, giving me advice. I'm gonna love my woman, honey. Yeah, she puts me on ice. I got my mojo.
I am slowly. fading away. Ain't gonna be a bad day punching me. 'Cause I'll take heavy load away.
How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show. That was Grudgehold. Absolutely fantastic band. It's the brainchild of Kevin Janudas and Brad Bosshart. And just released this year. Actually, it's not really released. They don't even have a label. Just music they've been put out. The song's called Tomorrow Sorrow. And just an absolutely great band right there. Grudgehold. See more about them from MySpace/Grudgehold Rocks. And you won't go wrong. Just an absolutely fantastic band. And they have a lot more songs under MySpace player. So check that out when you get a chance. And man, you won't go wrong for sure. And a band out of Haw River, North Carolina. Right before that, album's on Electroquarium Records. And it's self-titled White Knuckle Trucker. And man, just an absolutely fantastic band. The song's called Window Pane. And you have Scotty, Travis, and Jeremy. And what a great bunch of guys they are. You can find more music from White Knuckle Trucker and get it on iTunes, Napster, as well as Rhapsody. And help support this band here, as all the bands I'm going to be playing tonight, matter of fact. They all need your help, man. Go to their MySpace again, and the White Knuckle Trucker, and check them out. And Brian Shine Abel was on my show, I think podcast number 9, and did a nice interview with me from the Texas Rifles. And we did a cover song that they did called Mojo Working. And check out more from Texas Rifles at texasrifles.net. And again, you got Brian Shine Abel on guitar and vocals. And the great Rem. Man, he's a great bass player, plays guitar, sings vocals as well. And right now, you have Chris Hard Rock Russell on drums. But on that particular song I played there, you had Rob Kornoyer on drums at that time. And like I said, on iTunes, their songs are available too. He put out a 6-pack here. Yeah, I believe it was 2005. It's been a while, but man, those songs still sound pretty fresh to me. Really good stuff. And I started tonight off with the great Government Mule from their self-titled album. And geez, you know, I don't have the release date. I think it was like 1996. Anyway, but great song right there called Monkey Hill. Anyway, I hope you liked that first set of music right there. Like I said earlier, welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show. This will be podcast number 48 this coming Tuesday at section86.com. And check out more from section86.com, man. There's a lot of stuff going on there. Pretty soon I'm going to be broadcasting live from section86.com instead of Flap Daddy. And really looking forward to that. Andy's got a lot of things in the works right now, and that's one of them. There's also a brand new Kiwanee Sports League just been released at section86.com. And yeah, it's that time of season again for the sports. And let's see, you just had at Burns When I Pee, Blake Clayton, Blake the Lipstick Blues Boy Clayton, his newest podcast, number 31, is just released also. And check out more from all the artists over there at section86.com. They keep my show going, and man, that's what I'm into right now, and trying to get this music out there. And that's what it's all about, man. There's a lot of us out there trying to help you out as an artist, or help you out as listeners, to get this music in your ears and spread the word, if you will, man. And get on their MySpaces and download their music and help support them. This next artist I'm going to be playing right now, he's from Norway, and I'm really pleased to have him on the chat board with us tonight, Hans Dahlen. And he's got a release he just put out, a self-titled album. I'm going to be playing a 3-song block right now. And Hans, man, he does it all. He plays guitar, he does bass, keyboards, the drums, and the MIDI programming. And on a couple of these songs I'm going to be playing, they have additional programming from Roar and Richard Farstad at New State Studios. And man, this is just some fantastic stuff. You know, it's an instrumental hard rock metal. And you know, for the longest time there and through the 70s, the instrumental was not to be heard on the radio at all. And with the help of Joe Satriani, right around the early 80s, he got a lot of the instrumental music actually put back on the, you know, terrestrial radio, which was really unusual. And, you know, through the 90s and everything, it's kind of faded away. And that's just a damn shame. Well, you know, Hans Dahlen, he ain't messing around, and he's out there still doing this instrumental metal and hard rock music. And you're going to find out when I play these next 3 tracks right here just what I'm talking about. And he's very serious about it. Absolutely fantastic artist that you might not have heard of yet, but I'm sure you will here in the future. And I wish Hans the best. It's good to see him on the chat board tonight. And anyway, right now from his, I think he's got it released right now. It's a new EP, like I said, self-titled. And right now I'm going to play three songs from the artist Hans Dalen from Norway. And again, I'll talk to you on the other side of these and give you a little more information about Hans. Anyway, so check this right out here right now. This first song I'm going to be playing is called Back to Life. Yeah, you gotta love that stuff right there. Awesome keyboards. And that song right there, that song's called Miriam. And before that, we heard a song called Journey, which actually isn't on this EP just released. Maybe a demo he did a while back got sent to me a week ago. Either Hans himself sent it to me or Sharon, Rock Princess. But nonetheless, great song there called Journey in the middle of that three-song set. And started this set off from Hans Dahlen. Song's called Back to Life. And again, Hans plays guitar, bass, keyboards, and he does all the drums and MIDI programming. Although the two songs, Back to Life and Miriam, have additional programming from Roar and Richard Farstad from New State Studios. And just an awesome release from Hans Dahlen, self-titled. And you can get it just about everywhere, man. You go to Amazon.com to find it. You can get it on iTunes, Rhapsody, Napster, you know, various download sites. And it's really cool to have Hans on the board with us tonight. And he's been discussing some of his musical interest, Malmsteen and Joe Satriani and just a whole bunch of different artists. And yeah, you can hear him in there, but it's also got Hans' own style mixed in with them all. And it's just a absolutely great EP that he put out. And you won't go wrong checking out more from Hans Dahlen. Go to his MySpace/Hans Dahlen. And from a great artist from Norway, like I say, instrumentalist, and as you heard right there, absolutely fantastic stuff. And like I said, many thanks to Hans for being on the chat board with us tonight. And man, I wish I could do more for him, and I just hope the best. And if you liked what you heard, best thing that you can do for Hans is to tell as many people as possible and point them toward Napster, iTunes, Amazon.com, and help support artists like Hans, man, because man, you know, this is absolutely fantastic music. And, you know, you're not going to hear it on terrestrial radio these days, and it's a goddamn shame. But on shows like mine and, you know, all over the internet, there's a lot of shows out there. Kimmy's Metal Deli, Hard Rock Deli. You have Rock Princess Promotions Management. Also Shaz at Rock and Roll Report. Same person. And she also works for Jamboni.com. And Shaz turned me on to Hans Dahlen a few weeks ago. And man, I really appreciate that. And like I said, there's just a whole lot of sites out there trying to support artists like Hans. And man, certainly appreciate all the music he's putting out and look forward to more. And I'll be playing more from Hans on my future podcast. And like I said, I hope you like that three-song set right there. And what I have next up is a block of music from a band out of Midland, Texas. And this band was turned on to me, God, I think last year sometime. And a good friend of the show. And he's become a good friend of mine, Mike Bowles from Denton, Texas. We all know him as Heldorado. He's on the show tonight, and he's got bloody clown shoes, man. He's been messing up my floor. But, you know, that's Mike. He'll do that kind of shit. But what he does also is send me all kinds of fantastic music. I like to give him music director credits for a lot of my shows because, man, he's been sending me all kinds of stuff. This band Pump Jack, like I said, from Midland, Texas, he sent me to me a while ago, and I've been playing it heavily rotating on my car, heavy rotation in my car. And I'm going to play a 30-minute block here from three of the different albums. One of the albums called The World Ain't Pretty, released in 2008. And I'm going to be playing some from a Triple Platinum, released in 2005. And see the other ones. Oh, one that Dimebag Darrell also helped to produce. Yeah, the great Dimebag Darrell. And he was a big fan of Pump Jack and played on a couple of their songs and some of their live shows. And that song was, the album from that I'm going to be playing a couple songs from was out as Undercooked and Unreleased. And like I said, the great Sterling Winfield and Dimebag Darrell helped produce that, along with Vinnie Paul, helped produce this band Pump Jack. At least a couple of the songs I'm going to be playing anyway. But right now I'm going to get into the set from, like I said, the band Pump Jack. So hang on tight, folks. We're going to go for some Texas Oilfield music, man. So check this out. This is Pump Jack.
Like a freight train, thought, what the hell is that? 200 mile an hour, the devil's fury, I'm a We'll be right back. been, man? Hey, man, whose car?
You know Wooderson?
Oh. How's it going, man?
Hey.
Pretty good. How's it going with you?
Say, man, you got a joint?
No, not on me, man.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
We'll be right back. make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. COM names as low as $1.99. Plus, world-class hosting, fast and easy, website builders, and much more. Plus, enter pod 149 when you check out and save an additional 10% on your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
told you about my problem time and time again. Yes, I am. I ain't asking for much. I just need your helping hand. Reach down.
Very appropriate song to end that pump jack set with. Great song right there. Drinking with the Lord. Of course, that's the great Thurber T. Mingus himself. Guitar and vocals. Man, what a voice. See, you got Stroker also on guitar. And Garner Boz Phelps on guitar as well. And Willie Hicks on bass. And John Lee Glasgow on drums. And man, I was on there reading one of the blogs he put out recently, and apparently John Lee Glasgow, the drummer, has been up in Alaska, and he's supposed to be coming back down, I guess, and when he does, or he has been coming back down, and they're working on a new album right now, and man, I can't wait till that comes out, and it's kind of wild that he's so far away, but, you know, Thurber says it's been working out this way, and the new music sounded pretty good, I guess, and yeah, I can't wait for that to come out, and they're going to do live gigs, of course, whenever John Lee Glasgow is down from Alaska. But man, what a great band there. About 30 minutes there from Pump Jack, and I played songs from three of their albums, The World Ain't Pretty, Triple Platinum, and Undercooked and Unreleased. And the songs from Undercooked and Unreleased were produced by, let's see, Sterling Winfield, Dimebag Darrell, and Vinnie Paul. Helped on a couple of those tracks I played right there, producing it. And on that Undercooked Unreleased, which I didn't play, there's a couple live tracks on there, and the track Harvest has a Dimebag playing lead on that. And absolutely great stuff, man. Sure do miss Dimebag a lot, man. That's just too fucking bad. But he was a big fan of Pump Jacks, and hope you are now as well. Out of Midland, Texas, in as Hal Dorado always says, Texas oil field music at its finest right there. And again, I hope you like that. Yeah, as I was saying earlier, section86.com, Andy over there has a new Kiwini sports league up right now. And yeah, it's that time of season, football and all that. So check that out. There's a brand new Whiskey and Waterbeds, podcast number 33 for them, I believe, over there. And like I said earlier, you got, I got my damn list here somewhere. Oh, yeah, the brand new, it burns when I pee, just out. Blake, the Lovesick Blues Boy Clayton, his new episode number 31. And that's called Roommates, Cock, and Cubes. And the Cubes part featuring an interview with the Calamity Cubes. And it's just a great show there. He's got his new co-host, Uncle Bubba. And yeah, it's a pretty cool show. And you got to listen to it to find out what the roommates and the cock part were about. The Cubes makes reference to the featured interview with Calamity Cubes, and really good stuff there. And let me see, what else do I want to tell you about? Oh yeah, Vivid One Photography from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And go to vividone.com. She's been a big help on my show. And what she likes to do is help unsigned artists. And she'll take photographs of them and help you get started. And what more can you ask from an artist of her talent? And you go to vividone.com and you'll see just what I'm talking about. And just a whole bunch of other people. Kimmy's Metal and Hard Rock Deli. Man, she's got some awful heavy sandwiches over there, and you're going to like that. Billy from Keep It Metal. Music Promotions from Scranton, Pennsylvania. And just all these people want to help you out, and I wanted to get that word out there right now. My show is running quite long tonight, and I'm babbling as much as I usually do, so that kind of gets in the way of the music, so I'm going to continue on right now. I got a lot of music left to play. I got two more three-song blocks, but right now, speaking of Billy from Keep It Metal Music Promotions, he turned me on to this band here last week, and a great band they are, from, I think it's pronounced Novi Sad, Serbia, and the band's called Aherent, and they got a self-titled EP out just this year, and as many bands are, they're looking for promotion. The song I'm going to be playing right now to start this blocker here off is called Illusion of Life. And again, I'll talk to you more on the other side of these, and I'm going to get back into the music right now. You're listening to the Bootleg Assam Radio Show right here at flapdaddy.com.
This is Steve Jennings from the Sonoran Desert. You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show, live on FlapDaddy.com and podcasting every Tuesday at Section86.com.
Yeah.
what a great band right there. That song right there is called New Identity, and that the band is called Hostile Dawn, and what a great band they are. And I hope you like that song right there from Hostile Dawn. The Sex Slaves right before Hostile Dawn, in a song called We're Going Out Tonight. That song was requested from Shaz, Rock Princess Promotions and Management. And man, she's been sending me songs the last couple of weeks, and more than happy to put that on for her. And again, the great Sex Slaves right there. And right before that, an artist I've come to know over the last few weeks, actually, Steve Jennings, and out of Scottsdale, Arizona, and an absolutely fantastic song. The song's called Hell House, and off his new release this year. The release is called Give Me Death, and just like I said, great stuff. The song's called Hell House, and you can get his music, man, all over the place. Go to any download site, and or go to the MySpace, and that'll point you into a better direction. But you have Steve Jennings on vocals and guitar, and additional help on guitar is from Jacob Dalton, Dwayne Chavez, Mikey Vinovich, and again, like I said, additional guitars. And I believe I have it right. Alex Soto and Ed Keffel help on drums as well. And you have Brian Keffel on additional vocals. And again, the great Steve Jennings right there. Go to MySpace/Steve Jennings and check out more from this great artist. And again, his released just out called Give Me Death, and from Scottsdale, Arizona. And many thanks to Steve for sending me these tunes. And man, you won't go wrong by checking out more from him. The whole EP sounds absolutely fantastic. So go out and help support these artists like the Sex Slaves and Hostile Dawn, and the band I started this set off with called Aherent from Serbia. Their self-titled EP. And again, like all a lot of these bands are, they're all looking for a promotion, and you want to support these artists. That song from Aherent I played was called Illusion of Life. And again, go to MySpace/Aherent Band for more from that fantastic artist right there. And I hope you liked something or all in that set right there. And, you know, my job's over now, man. I played them for you, and the rest is up to you. If you like it, you know, spread the word and help support these great artists. And that's what my show tries to be all about. In between my babbling, and I try not to do too much of that, just trying to get the information out there. That is what it's all about to me. And I've been getting a lot of help on my MySpace lately from a lot of different people. You have Outlaw Radio in Chicago, and you can check him out every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Central Time at PunkinBeansRadio.com. And again, like I told you before, the band Aherent was sent to me from, or pointed to me, by Billy from Keep It Metal Music Promotions. And Billy, man, he's a hard worker, man. He's on it all the time, I guarantee you. And he's helping out a lot of these independent bands, metal bands, and he's from Scranton, Pennsylvania. And Billy, man, he goes full throttle helping these bands. And he just helped out the band Raven X. And man, he helps them all out. Been helping my show, and I certainly appreciate that. And I told you before about Kimmy's Metal and her Hard Rock Deli, man. She's got a lot of heavy sandwiches over there at her delis, and great work Kimmy does promoting all these bands, and that's what it's all about. And again, I told you about Rock Princess Promotions and Management, Vivid One Photography at vividone.com, and we have Eve's Underground Music. Now, she's from Tennessee, and she's been helping me out a lot too, pointing me toward these great bands. And check out more from Eve's Underground. Go to YouTube and search out Eve's Underground, and there's a lot of cool videos she puts up there, artists. She's also a vocalist searching for a band. And earlier in the week, actually, I'm not sure, well, she did request it, but I asked her if she had any requests for this Friday, and she's a big fan of Those Poor Bastards, as I am. And she had me pick out a couple of tracks. I found one of them, and what I'm going to do now is play a 3-song block from Those Poor Bastards, out of Madison, Wisconsin. And man, you won't go wrong here. Again, you're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here at flapdaddy.com, and take a little bit of these bastards.
There's a dust storm forming in the sky, blowing down the road by 12 feet high. It's tearing up my lungs, it burns my eyes. Take off your dress,
put on your face. Take off that dress, put on your face. I'm feeling wild. We'll spend the dough you're saving in that jar. Ignore the screams that come. Forget we're miserable and poor. Take off your face, put on your dress. Take off your face, put on your dress. I'm feeling wild. How many hours do I have left with you before old revelations does come true? We gotta find ourselves something to do. Take off your dress, put on your face. Take off your dress, put on your face. I'm feeling wild. You know that shit behind old Miller's pond. I stole the key last time he sold us corn. Within it shines so fucking warm. Take off your face, put on your dress. Take off your boots, put on your dress. I'm feeling wild. There's a dust storm foaming in the sky, blowing down the road about 12 feet high. It's tearing up my lungs, it burns my eyes. Take off your dress, put on your face. It's tearing up my lungs, it burns my eyes. Take off that dress, put on your face. Take off your dress, put on your face.
Got nothing to say about myself. I'm just a poor bastard like everyone else. Sitting in the garage with gasoline, huffing fumes with my friends off the street. Well, this here cliff looks mighty steep, and I can it's a long way down.
It's a long way.
I got the time. Will hell so near?
Will hell so near?
I'm desperate tonight. Fighting with some guy who's twice my size. He's got the look of murder in his beard. I brought my knife. I stab it once, then he slashes in my face. Well, no one tries to stop my fall. I look to them as they stand there and applaud. And it's a long divided black or white. There's good and evil, there's wrong and there's right. I guess I know what side I'm on when I try to do right. Others tell me I done wrong. Well, this here river looks wide and deep, that I could find a home among the bones and weeds beneath. And it's a long way down.
It's a long way.
I got the time with hell so near. I'm desperate tonight. I'm desperate tonight.
Watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. Find myself alone when each day's through. Yeah, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I won't lie. Because you're mine, I won't lie. I won't lie. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I'll keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I won't lie. Because you're mine, I won't lie. I won't lie. You got a way to keep me on your side. Wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I walk the line. Because you're mine.
That's the Prophets of Country Doom right there. The great Those Poor Bastards. Hope you like that three-song set from them. That's courtesy of, that was a request from Eve's Underground Music, and many thanks to Eve. I hope you like some of that right there, Eve. I picked out the one song, what was it? The Dust Storm is one that you asked for, and then you told me to wing it, so I wung it. I hope you like something there, Eve, and many thanks to suggestion. Those Poor Bastards, out of Madison, Wisconsin. I took them from a few different albums. The Dust Storm was from 2007's Hellfire Hymns, and I Walked the Line, the one I just played, came off the brand new one, Satan is Watching. And then I played With Hell So Near from, I believe it came off of the 2005 Songs of Desperation album. And again, Those Poor Bastards. And I hope you like that three-song set right there. And as always, my show is running late. I got one more block of music. Actually, it's a three-song block from a band out of Buffalo, New York I'm going to be playing. And for those of you that are on the chat board, I don't know, man. It's been fucking up on me. I can't get back on there. And so if you guys are on chat, you know, and hope you hang out for the rest of the show. I still got a ways to go, and I'm going to try to get this chat going during I get this next set of music going here. And but anyway, this band, like I said, they're from Buffalo, New York, and the host of LP Sides Only, Lefty X, turned me onto this band here a while ago, and I'm not sure what they put in the water over there in Buffalo, but man, they've got a lot of great bands around there. A few weeks ago, I played, actually, I've been playing them quite a bit on my show, the band called Double Eagle Standard. They're also from Buffalo, New York. And this band here, the band's called Child from Buffalo, New York, and they got an album out just this year. The album's called Now It Can Be Told. And again, I'm going to get back into the music now because, like I said, running way late, man. I'm going to be going over again, as I always do. But I'm going to get back into this little set of music right here, another three-song block. Again, like I said, from the band Child.
Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Again, I got caught off guard on that. Great band right there out of Buffalo, New York. Album just out called Now It Can Be Told. And you can find more information on them by checking out their MySpace. And the song I played right there called When the Stars Come Crashing. Song right in between was called The Ripper. Oh, wait a minute. Ah, I got that wrong. I didn't play The Ripper, did I? No, I played When Stars Come Crashing. Then I played Stride. And I started this set off by the band Child called Gabriel Hound. Again, from the 2009 release, Now It Can Be Told, a great band out of Buffalo, New York. Many thanks to Mike Kerr, also known as Lefty X, host of LP Sides Only, for turning me on to this band from his hometown of Buffalo. And absolutely great stuff right there. And that is pretty much my show for tonight. I hope you found something throughout the night that you liked. And if you did, man, we certainly appreciate it if you spread the word. Go to their MySpace, friend them up, and help support bands like the ones I've been playing all night long. That's what all of us are trying to do out here. Get the music out there, and the rest is up to you. And I've done my job for the night. And I'm going to end it, as I always do, with a couple songs. Been kind of disoriented here the last little while. Been having trouble with the chat board in between the music sets. Been trying to fuck with that. Got the chat board back up and running. And I want to say thanks to everybody been on here tonight. Of course, Hans Dahlen was on here earlier with us. And Taprat just hopped on toward the end of the show. Good to see Taprat. He has a show right here at flapdaddy.com called The Rat. Every Tuesday from 7 till 9 p.m. Central Time. And don't miss a chance with The Rat. Every Tuesday at Flap Daddy, and it's good to see Taprat on the board. We also have Tommy Brewster with us, and she's been on the chat board with us the last few weeks, and it's always good to have her on here. We've played her music on a few of my past podcasts, and check out more from Tommy Brewster at TommyBrewster.com. And we also have Mike Bowles. He's, like I said before, many times, he's a good friend of the show, as well as become a good friend of mine. And I also give him a lot of music director credits because of all the music he's sent my way. And certainly appreciate that. We got Toker Dave from Las Vegas. He's been on the board with us all night long. And man, it's just good to have everybody on the chat board again. And again, like I said, many thanks to Hans Dahlen for being on with us earlier. And certainly appreciate that. And check out more Hans Dahlen's new EP just out. And at all the download sites. Man, rough night for me. Sorry about that. And, of course, go to Amazon.com and check out more from him. And all these bands I played tonight, check them out on their MySpace. And spread the word. And that's all we're about here at the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show. And, again, like I say, that's my show for tonight. So, I guess we hope to see you right here next week again. This will be out as podcast number 48. This coming Tuesday at section86.com. And many thanks to Andy over there for all his hard work. Put my show on Section 86 as well as iTunes like he does. And all the people on MySpace that has been helping me out. Posting blogs and putting my banners on their pages. And man, it helps out a ton. And it's been showing up in the downloads. And speaking of the downloads, my numbers and stats have been very good the last few weeks. But what I'm missing is people leaving comments on my MySpace about all the bands they heard. And a lot of the bands contact me and ask me about what people have said, and you know, it's basically up to you guys. If you like what you heard, man, go to their band's site on MySpace and leave them a comment, or leave one on my Bootleg Asylum Radio Show profile page and help support the bands, man. They like to see, and they like to see what other people think of their music, and man, do that if you can. They certainly would appreciate it, as would I. Anyway, that's my show for tonight, and again, like I said before, we hope to see you right back here next Friday night, and I'm going to leave this show tonight with a band, one of my favorite bands. I've played them many times on the show before, but Tommy Brewster requested some Black Oak, Arkansas. Like I said, a great band from the 70s. They're still out there kicking ass now to this day. But this song right here, a couple songs actually I'm going to play, is from their, I believe it, both these tracks come from the album Street Party from Black Oak, Arkansas. So I hope you like this, and y'all have a good week. You have been listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here at flapdaddy.com.
On the brink of creation, I come upon thee. Start a mutation from the blue sea. It took its first step upon dry land, and now they call it the civilized man. Everybody wants to make it. Nobody wants to try. Everybody wants to see heaven. Nobody wants to die. People want to live forever, but they don't want to shed old skin. Not enough faith to see hereafter. They're so afraid their life will end. Everybody wants to make it. Nobody wants to try. Everybody wants to see heaven. dark side. Oh my God, I wish I knew why. If they'd only look to the bright side, there would be less reason to cry. Man-made seconds, man-made minutes, man-made hours, days, months, and years. Man believes there's a hereafter, but running out of time he fears. Everybody wants to make it, nobody wants to try. Everybody wants to see heaven, nobody wants to die. Why are people so nearsighted? Can't they see past the nose on their face? Have some faith in the great creator. For everything there's a time and place. Everybody wants to make it, nobody wants to try. Everybody wants to see heaven, nobody wants to die. There once was a great man, it is said, and he was a greater man than I. The way to conquer death, he just said, you must know how to die. Everybody wants to make it, nobody wants to try. Everybody wants to see heaven, nobody wants to die. Everybody wants to make it, nobody wants to try. Everybody wants to see heaven, nobody wants to die.
Friday, 12 p.m. to 2, it's many.